Last March, the Associated Press reported that roughly a third of the state's 424 districts had either extended existing contracts or signed off on new ones. 15% were mulling over their options, while nearly half had taken no action. Barry Forbes of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards says it looks like that's changing since the courts cleared the legislation last week.
I'm thinking a little more than half the schools in Wisconsin have extended contracts for at least 1 year, if not 2 years. There are likely a few more thinking about it. I've spoken with a few schools that asked me when the implementation date of Wisconsin Act 10 would be.
Forbes says that appears to be June 29th. Following the Secretary of State's planned publication of the bill. He says contracts with collective bargaining agreements would be grandfathered in if finalized before that date. The governor's collective bargaining law will do away with automatic payments to WEAC, the state's largest teachers' union. WEAC spokeswoman Christina Bryce says she won't speculate on how that may affect the union's finances.
We know, however, that our members are as energized and activated as ever based on the events of the last 6 months or so. We're getting out, we're talking to members, members are talking to members face-to-face about the future of our union and why it's so important to remain advocates for public school kids.
Bryce says teachers can decide individually if they want to set up automatic payments with WEAC to cover union dues. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.